folks. But now we're joined by our guest today, Izzy. Welcome to the studio.
Kia ora, Craig. Thanks for having me.
No worries. How are you today?
I'm well. Yeah, doing pretty good.
Good, good, good.
Stoked to be here.
Been a busy few weeks for you, haven't it?
It has, yeah. It's been pretty busy, but it's been all for a good cause, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what have you been doing, and what is the cause?
So I work for the Mental Health Foundation, and we put on an event this year called the Aotearoa Mental Health Film Festival. So yeah, it was the first year running it, and the last 2 weeks we had our events across the country. So yeah, I just sort of have been running those in the last couple of weeks, and they went really well, and the festival has been, yeah, it's been awesome to kind of see it roll out for the first year and the impact that it's made. It's been really cool to see. So yeah.
And where have we got to?
What do you mean, sorry?
Around the countryside, like...
Oh, yeah, of course. We had events in Ōtautahi, so Christchurch, Te Whanganui, Otara, Wellington, Kirikiriroa, so in Hamilton, Tauranga, Ahuriri, Napier, and, of course, Tamaki Makaurau as well, Auckland.
Very nice.
Yeah, we tried to sort of go as far and wide as we can, but yeah.
And I went to one of the ones, because you did it twice in Hamilton, eh? I went to it was, you know, your usual size theatre. How many seats in there? What, 300, 200, something like that?
Yeah, just, I think there was about 350, maybe.
Yeah, and they've all been in big cinemas like that, all the showings?
Yeah, so the biggest was in Te Whanganui, Otara, so Wellington. That was at the Embassy Theatre. That was actually like 750 seats. And we sold over half of those, which is really amazing. And it was a really good size audience both nights down there. And in Auckland, we had it at the ASP Waterfront Theatre, so that was about 600-seated theatre, and we had about 450 both nights. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good crowds, which has been really cool to see.
Awesome. And there was a 9 films shown, wasn't there?
Yes, yeah, so it was a short film festival. It is still going because we've got it online now. But, short film festival, there were 9 stories of hope, so 9 films from across Aotearoa, so they were all by New Zealand filmmakers.
Mm. Quite a variety too of different sort of things, you know, sort of some documentary style, some sort of fictional, I guess. You know?
So it was kind of half-half documentary and half film, sort of more storytelling. But we really wanted to portray, I guess, a variety of stories and mental health experiences, because that's the reality, is everyone's experience is different and unique and personal. So we wanted to be able to share as many kind of perspectives as we could to sort of help, I guess, promote that empathy and understanding for mental distress and illness. And so that was kind of why we thought it was important.
Yeah, right on. There's another on your online, which you can get on there, folks. If you go to, how do people view them now? Yep. Anyway, we'll say that now, and then we'll say it again later on.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So the films are now online, and you can access them via our website, which is mhfilmfest.org.nz. If you just sort of Google Aotearoa Mental Health Film Festival, it should come up as well. But essentially, the 9 short films are actually being showcased on nzfilm.org.nz. So it's a partnership with the New Zealand Film Commission.
Right on.
They have granted us their platform to use for this film festival, which is pretty cool. So you can also access it via their website. But there is also, the cool thing about it being online is there's also an extra 9 films that we've also released online that weren't at the in-person events.
Right.
So there's a total of 18 online, which is, which is cool. And there were so many amazing films that were submitted, and we really wanted to be able to showcase more of them. So that's why we decided to do online as well, so that we could include more stories, more mental health perspectives and in that way. So yeah, we're really stoked to be working with the New Zealand Film Commission on this as well. They've been an amazing partnership to have. But yeah, it's you can access it via our website and buy tickets on Eventbrite, and you can essentially pick what you want to pay for the event. So you could pay as little as $10 to access it as well. So, and they all count as a donation to the Mental Health Foundation.
Right on, because Mental Health Foundation is a charity, eh?
Yeah. So we are a national charity, a New Zealand charity that works to, I guess, help uplift and improve the mental well-being of everyone in Aotearoa. So we believe that everyone can experience positive mental health and well-being, and we kind of work to ensure that that's happening as much as possible. So we provide the tools for people to be able to look after their mental health and well-being, and we provide resources. We work a lot in suicide prevention, and we advocate, so we do a lot of policy and advocacy work. So we work in systemic change as well, because we believe that's really important too, is working with the government to ensure that there's sort of, you know, accurate and sort of empowering mental health policies in place.
Okay. And have you got any steer out of this new government? Is there going to be any sort of funding coming to mental health way, do you know?
I am not the right person to ask for we hope so.
I haven't really heard much about it, but I hope so as well.
Rely on some funding from the government, but majority of our funding comes from donations.
Okay. And how big is how many people involved in the Mental Health Foundation?
I think there's about 50 to 60 staff. Okay.
How long have you been working with them?
I've been there for about a year now. So I sort of started just contracting, and then ended up taking on this role at the start of the year. So it's been awesome.
All right. And what draws you to like the mental health sort of things?
Personally, I believe that mental health is something that everyone has. It's a part of our well-being, and it needs to be looked after just like our physical health does. So, I really believe in empowering individuals to look after their mental well-being. And personally, I've experienced mental distress, and it's just something that's important to me, and important to ensure other people are getting looked after and know how to look after themselves in that way.
Good on you. They do great work, the Mental Health Foundation, and most of the resources you see around the place, they're produced by the Mental Health Foundation, aren't they? The pamphlets and things like that.
We're able to create those from the funding, the donations that we get from New Zealand. So, and those resources that we create and produce are free to distribute. So we distribute and send them out for free across Aotearoa, and we're able to keep them free because of the funding that we get from Aotearoa. And just this last year, we distributed over 700,000 resources. So there is a huge need for them.
I know you're working with your friend and ours here in Whangaroa, Rob Bokaraka.
Rob, we love Rob at the Mental Health Foundation. He uses our resources in his work for ShopBro. So he actually distributes our resources in his programs, which is really cool. So we love Rob and have a bit to do with him, and he was actually on the panel at the Auckland Film Festival. He was involved in the kōrero at the start of that event, which was really cool to have him involved. But he's amazing, and he's doing amazing work, and that's why I guess that's what we want to be helping at the Mental Health Foundation, is people like Rob to uplift other the rest of the community in our rangatahi, and to sort of improve out their mental health and well-being.
Oh, for sure. And who else do you sort of work with like that, doing stuff around the countryside, off the top of your head?
We have various partnerships. So we sort of have the Farm Strong partnership.
Tied up with them. Yep.
Farm Strong, yep. So that's sort of through them. We work directly with them and sort of help them, I guess, uplift the mental health and well-being of farmers across the country. We work with Rugby New Zealand. We have a bunch of partnerships actually at the Mental Health Foundation. That's one of the big ways in which we work.
You're working with Rural Support Trust and that, no doubt, as well.
I guess if it's through Farm Strong, then
awesome. Well, that's great, because you guys do a lot of great work, just sort of in the background more, though, than, I guess,
Yeah.
And a lot of other sort of people doing stuff.
Yeah absolutely. Mm. We provide a lot of, I guess, consulting advice and stuff to organisations. And we have some great corporate partnerships as well, where we sort of provide, resources and ways in which they can look at, workplaces can look after their teams. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And the panel you had on before the one that I saw in Hamilton was, and was it Joe Bennett, was it? Is that her name, was it? The lady who is your patron, is she? Or, do you remember her?
Which event, sorry?
The one in Hamilton that I went to?
Yeah, the one.
You had a panel on.
Yeah, so we had Sarah Gordon.
Sarah Gordon, yes.
Yeah, she's on our board. She's on the Port of the Mental Health Foundation. Yeah.
So it'll be a volunteer board, I presume, is it? Or don't know. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, no, it was very, very interesting. Anyway, the chat they were having before the film.
Oh, festival. She's amazing.
Oh, great. Okay, so well, if you want to donate to the Mental Health Foundation, how you go about it? Is it?
You can go straight to our website, mentalhealth.org.nz. But if you want to get involved with the Mental Health Film, Aotearoa Mental Health Film Festival, you can basically make a donation and get access to the 18 short films until the 22nd of December. So jump on our website directly, which is mhfilmfest.org.nz, and you can just get direct access to the online event just by making a donation, or which is as little as $10, and that will give you access to the 18 short films that will hopefully help broaden empathy, your empathy and understanding for mental distress and illness, and hope potentially help you feel less alone in your own experiences, and sort of help you understand the power of things like connection and hope when it comes to people's mental distress and illness. But it's a really powerful event because you learn a lot about people's experiences, and I think that's really important. And to help, I guess, lessen judgment and discrimination. So we really want to be able to break down those barriers when it comes to people's experiences with mental health. So it's important to, have those kōrero's. That's, the first step really to reaching out for help is essentially talking to someone. So we want people to feel like they can, and this event hopefully will help break down those barriers and sort of more normalize people's experiences by making them feel less alone, and also helping people see what's really important when they have a loved one experiencing mental distress or illness, and through these films they'll be able to see those pillars of hope and what has really helped people in their recovery journeys. And that's also really important because, I think almost half of us will experience a mental illness or diagnosable, illness or mental distress in their lifetime. So, that means that we'll either know someone or we will have that experience ourselves. So, it's only natural to learn more about it, and especially from the lived experience community. So those with lived experience of mental distress and illness, that's, the people who you're going to learn from the most, and that's what these films are doing. Yeah, sorry, that was a long tangent.
It was a good one. And you're quite right. Yeah, to actually start the kōrero, that's kind of what it's all about, right? Just get people talking about it, and it's all right. You're not alone, and one's Superman or Superwoman, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what's so cool about these films, is that hope can be and takes so many different forms, and it doesn't actually have to be a huge, providing someone with hope and helping someone recover or helping someone live a meaningful life with good mental health and well-being. It can be something as little as just being there for them in one small moment, or it doesn't have to be something. Yeah, exactly. Just like you said, you don't have to be a hero. You don't have to be a professional in mental health. You don't have to be a psychologist. You just have to know, that people need to connect and need to feel like they're not alone, and that's the first step really to getting help, I think, is how is making people feel like they're not alone, and that's what these films are hopefully going to do, and that will in turn encourage people to speak up when they need it, because, you know, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yep. You know, talk about it, and I think, yeah, that's the, you know, what you're saying there is basically, yeah, normalising the conversation, right? And,
yeah.
You know, and like you say, what, half, yeah, it's around about that figure, isn't it, you know? Either you or someone you know right now is suffering some sort of, you know, distress or illness or
yeah,
whatever,
and it's important to also understand that you don't have to be, like, in order to live a well-meaningful life, you can live with a mental illness well. You don't have to, you know, be completely recovered in order to live a good life. You know, you just need to have that support, and you just need to, you know, be able to I guess, yeah, feel like you can live a meaningful life. And by doing that, then, you know, you just, I guess, knowing that there is support and having the right support is really important. Yeah, so it's also important to know that, you know, you can live well with a mental illness. As
absolutely.
Well, yeah,
absolutely. And there's a lot of support lines out there. Did I see them on the back of here? Maybe a few of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did I see those? Let's read out a few places. There's a rural support line, of course, is 0800 73.
Yeah. So you can free call or text 1737 at any time to speak with a trained counsellor.
Yeah.
Or call Lifeline on 0800 543 354.
Yeah.
Or Youthline on 0800 376 633 or text 234. But all the helplines you can find on our website as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. And rural support number is 0800 787 254 as well, folks, for that one. And there's, yeah, so don't be shy to, you know, reach out if you need to, folks, and talk, you know. And yes, all right, one more time, rip us through how people can watch these short films then, Izzy. Give it another play.
Thanks, Craig. Head to MH Film Fest, so Mental Health Film Fest, mhfilmfest.org.nz, and that'll take you directly to get yourself a ticket to the online event, which is helping the Mental Health Foundation continue to uplift and support the mental wellbeing of everyone in Aotearoa. And you get to enjoy and experience some amazing short films. So it's great gift idea for Christmas, and also just a great event to do with your whānau, or you know, friends or whānau. It's something that, you know, could be really beneficial to do over the Christmas New Year break as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, if people want to get some resources for their group or school or whatever, get in touch with the Mental Health Foundation for that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a bunch of different, you know, for, you know, all sorts of things, haven't you? Resources, yeah.
Yeah. So we will send out resources for free for your workplace, school, organisation, and those you can order directly from our web shop. But if you just go onto the Mental Health Foundation website, you'll be able to find it on there, which is mentalhealth.org.nz.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Is there anything else, any last sort of words you want to add?
No. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, keep up the good mahi for the Mental Health Foundation. And, yeah, go watch those films, folks. They're very interesting. So, yeah, get on there and help us support the Mental Health Foundation. And thanks again, Izzy. Really appreciate it.